live content accounts for almost a quarter of global viewing time. Live video generates 27% more minutes of watch time per viewing than on-demand video. Live streaming is a $70 billion industry. What does it all mean? Let's find out on the Why I Go Live podcast with Coach Kirk.
What's good, family? So excited to be back on the channel, on the show, Why I Go Live. And listen, this is a dedicated space where we go around the internet, around the web, seeking out people who are utilizing live streaming, and we're asking them this simple question: why do you go live? And it has been a phenomenal journey thus far. I hope that you've been tracking with us. If you haven't, feel free to go back and check out some of the previous episodes. There is a lot of ground that we've already covered, and we're super excited to be able to bring this back yet again today. I want to share this with you, a couple of stats that I feel like really helps to prime the pump. Weekly online video consumption increases each year. Global consumers watched an average of 17 hours per week of online video in 2023. Here's another: streaming video is also becoming part of our daily routine, with 20% of U.S. adults between 18 and 34 watching live stream videos several times a day. What is all the rage? Why are people doing this, and how can we plug in and leverage this for our success? Well, I'm glad you asked, because here at Why I Go Live, that is exactly what we hope to provide. And here to help us dive into that is tech content creator, Amazon influencer, coach, and speaker, Mr. Monty Weaver. What's going on, fam?
What's going on, fam? Man, it's always good to talk to you, man. I'm like, man, shoot, I listened to the intro. I'm like, hey, I do all
that. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. And listen, I love this because I know you do a number of things, a lot of reviews and stuff on your channel, but you utilize live in a different way than a lot of the people that we have had come on before. So I'm super excited to dive into this with you, because this is the whole point and purpose of the show. But before we do that, I want you to kind of take a second to kind of share a little bit about you, about what you do for this slightly newer audience we have here at How It All Works with the Why I Go Live podcast. You are not new to us, but some of the audience members are new to you, and we want to make sure that they get a chance to hear how do you utilize, you know, content? What is your day look like? Talk to the folks about who Monty Weaver is real quick.
Yeah, so again, appreciate you for having me here. Day in the life of Monty is coming into this newly built studio here. So definitely, I'm a techie at heart. I love gear. I love electronics. And I've always been the person that loved being behind the scenes. I want to point the camera at you. I want to point the microphone at you. Mm-hmm. And then in the process of doing that, you know, questions evolved. How do you do this? And so the best way to demonstrate it was to show people how to use that thing. And so now it's more so teaching people how to use gear, how to think about using the gear that's specific to them. And then doing that in a live setting is the demonstration part of it, so people can actually see, hey, this technology thing is easy to understand. And yes, you will come across things that don't work when they're supposed to work. And that's what I'm here to show you, like how it all works.
I knew you were itching to say, wait a minute. He's got on his HIW shirt. See, this is why, for my podcast folks, you got to catch the video version every now and again, because this guy has on his How It All Works t-shirt today. And I'm excited about that, man. That is a little Easter egg for anybody that wants to come through and hang out. That's so dope.
Yeah. So it's been fun. It's been fun sharing live. It's definitely a way to interact with your audience in real time, because, you know, sometimes in this world we get caught up. We were just chatting before we started, you know, trying to catch up on emails and trying to do this. And so some of those things that you can't get to, you know, until a later date, when you're live. And so that's always the best time for me to interact with my audience is, hey, I'm here. Let's do this right now.
I love that. You're almost kind of sort of entering, but we want to reserve that. But this is so good. Being able to interact live. I got a chance to chat with a couple of the people recently on this particular podcast. And we were sharing that whole concept of going live and allowing people to ask questions, and that organic thing that happens that's so magical that you cannot, you know, manufacture or create in any other way. That is what I hear you talking about right there. And I absolutely love it. That's so dope, man. Listen, this is a signature program. We really hone in on one particular thing, and you utilize live streaming almost in some similar ways that I do. I didn't mention how much work you do in the faith-based space in your intro, but definitely want to ask you our signature question right now. So here it is. Here it is. Monty Weaver, why do you go live?
I personally go live. You like how I phrase that, because you're like, what else is going to come after this? I personally go live to monetize. That was one of the things that really encouraged me to just get in front of the camera, because I have no desire to like be the center of attention in any form or fashion. I am very comfortable behind a camera and helping other people get exposed in the way that they need to. You know, if they're the on-air talent, cool, let's get you mic'd up and let's get you out there. If you want to be celebrity or influencer, or whatever that is, I will help you do that using my skills with technology. And so it was very difficult for me, Kurt, to be the person that, oh, this introvert is going to go live to the world, and I already don't really want to be in front of people anyway. So the motivation was, oh, I can actually make money from being on this side of the camera. And I can make money doing what I actually like on this side of the camera. So right. I was like, that's a win-win for me a little bit, like, to, you know, kind of push me out there. And so that was the motivation of going live. But now, knowing that I can do that, the reason I really go live is just to really teach and help other people learn the thing that I already know how to do. A buddy of mine, he had reached out to me back in 2016, 2017, for anybody that remembers the days of Periscope, you know, put that in the comments section.
Oh, yes, Periscope.
he was like, hey, you do this thing on a professional level. Can you help me go live? And it was so difficult trying to show him through email how you do this. So I'm like, let me just show you how to do all this stuff. I'm live doing it in front of everybody. And so not only is he getting value from this, but all these other people are like seeing that I know this thing, and I don't feel like I'm, you know, forced to be this other person that I'm not. I'm just like, hey, connect this over here and us over here, and let's do this right here. And people get to see, and they've always seen the real Monty, and I've never had to feel forced to get on camera from, you know, the perspective of like, hey, you got to do this thing to succeed in life. Like that's never been a thing. It's just, you know, okay, I can make money from it. It's way easier for me to do it this way than sit down and record a video for YouTube. I love my YouTube audience. You guys are great.
Love them.
But it's going live. I don't have to edit. You guys can see everything. You see the good, the bad the ugly. And that, you know, we go through the same thing. So, you know, it helps people, you know, my audience, your audience specifically, you know, break down those barriers of, oh, you know, okay, they go through the same stuff we go through, you know. There's been times where the camera just shut off randomly. Like, it happens.
It's so true. It happens.
Microphone just stops working.
Boom. It's like, well, what's going on?
Here's how you get through it. Here are the things that you do to try to prevent this from happening. And so going live is a way for me to show people how to do this stuff, you know, in real time, and they get to see that and experience that.
I love the real time aspect. You know, and there's just so many, what I like to call like Easter eggs that are just kind of hidden in there. I was live this morning for Morning Motivation and was trying to showcase some stuff on howitallworks.com. I was trying to showcase some stuff on the website, and I was like, oh, I forgot to update, you know, the Why I Go Live podcast, forgot to update Morning Motivation, forgot to update the how-to video. I was like, man, this I haven't been on this page. So live, I log into the back end WordPress and just update those three things, save it, put it back up. And I'm like, all right, cool. It's updated now. Have at it. the live audience begins asking WordPress questions, asking the, how in the world are you editing that? Like it's a Word document. I mean, what are we seeing right now? I thought you had to do code to do all that stuff. I'm like, no, it's fairly easy now. Yeah. But you know, it just kind of creates, because I was willing to just be like, oh, it's not updated. Hey guys, give me a moment. Let me update it right now.
Yeah.
Just took 5 minutes out of the live show, updated it so that everybody could have the right things. But that became the conversation starter for the remainder of my show. Because now people are like, oh, wow. Now that I've seen it, I can ask intelligent questions. Ding, 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 ding. And now my intelligent questions give me a deeper understanding of what I can possibly do for myself now that I've seen you do it live. And I just love that aspect of live, especially from a teaching perspective. And this is why I say Monty and I kind of, we cross paths. But here's what I want to say. This is a real quick double click on one of the items you shared. I love the secondary answer because, I mean, that's where I resonate, to help teach and help people to learn at scale in real time. I think that's huge. And somebody out there is going to resonate with that. But somebody else out there, I would dare say a good amount of somebody's out there, is probably scratching their head right now saying, what did he mean by monetize? Mm-hmm. What? You could go live and make money? What do you, help us a little bit more with that. Give us a little more on that one, because I know that that's going to be a question and I don't want to leave that hanging out there. Go ahead.
Yeah. In the world that we're in now, I think it's more acceptable when people say, hey, I want to go online and make money.
Right.
You know, that's the reason I show up in some capacity. And to know that making money in a multitude of different avenues from doing the thing that I'm doing already was very appealing to me.
I was already
helping people get their cameras set up and talk in home studios and live streaming. I was already helping, but the only way I was able to monetize doing what I was doing was the one-to-one direct contact. They had to buy my time. They had to buy a service that I was offering. Digital products wasn't really a thing yet, at the way it is now. And so when I was able to figure out, oh, when I get in front of the camera in real time, I'm actually exposing myself to a larger audience, and I'm actually speeding up the customer buyer cycle. And that's one thing I studied for a while, was trying to grow business, how long it takes from people to know me until they actually make a purchase.
Wow.
And that time gap was long in traditional marketing, in my opinion. Like, there were so many times you had to try to have a touch point. But when I went live, my ideal customer saw that I could fix their problem in real time. Because I was fixing their competitor's problem in real time. I was fixing their friend's problem in real time. And in some cases, I was fixing their problem in real time. And so when they knew that I could provide that service to them, and when that just started to expedite things from my side as a business owner. So the more I showed up and went live, then I would not only, you know, have them keep coming back, but they would tell their friends to come back.
That's right.
I would share something in the world. You know, we're in this tech space. You and I are in this tech space every day. So we kind of take it for granted. Hey, this new thing is coming out, or there's this new way of doing this.
Yeah.
And so when I'm sharing it with them, this is totally new information to them. Oh, how can I do that? You know, what do I need to do to do what you're doing? And so it was a way just to get to people much faster, and they would respond much faster. And to your point, I love what you said. Some of the things I was talking about became conversation starters. I didn't know they needed to know this information or wanted to know. So when they asked a question, I'm able to answer it in real time. And so that was kind of like one of my little go-to things. Some of the people remember back in the day, and I would say, hey, if you catch me live, I'll answer any question you have. Let's go like right now. And so there was an incentive now to come live, because if you miss me live, then you might have to, you know, pay for that invoice because I'm no longer available. So
that's it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. You are hitting. Listen, this is the thing. I when people talk about, well, why do you go live? This is it right here. Because somebody probably heard you say to monetize. That's simple. I go live to monetize. Guess what? You know how long it takes to be eligible to live stream on your YouTube channel? Do you know what the requirement is?
I don't know what it is now. What is it now? Zero. Yeah. Yeah. Because there used to be a stipulation.
There used to be. Yeah. There's none. You can, you can live stream with a brand new account simply by verifying your phone number. That's it. 24 hours. I do it with clients all the time. So I'm saying this to somebody that's out there that's listening and they're like, oh, what's the bar for entry? What does he mean by monetize? The bar for entry is super low. And yet the value, right? The return on the investment is everything that he just shared. That term speeds up the customer buyer cycle. I wrote that down. And you should too, because this is the piece of that whole balancing act that I talk about in terms of building that know, like, and trust, growing and engaging an audience, establishing yourself as a thought leader in a particular space. But that last one, creating steady streams of referral-based opportunities, that is monetization at its best. And live does that like no other. Man, that's so good. Okay. All right, Monty, before we, run off the deep end here, I do want to ask you our final question. This is just one of those impact questions that we really help to give people that linear. Okay. I never would have thought about that. So share with us something that has happened with you or for you. We'd like to say crazy, but it doesn't have to be. But one of the craziest things that happened that you can link directly to one of your live shows. I mean, you can draw a straight line from I went live and boom, this happened, or I ended up in this space, or whatever it might be. Share with us one, if you have one or two examples, but we just need one if you got.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one. So it's a good one. It's a good one. So I would go live early on, and in particular, the Facebook platform, when they started making changes, my audience size just would not grow on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, it just would not grow. Every other platform just seemed to be growing, but going live on Facebook just would not grow for some reason. And so I would go live, and sometimes there would be like nobody on. And so those kind of days are, they mentally, they do a little something
they
to
do.
You where you're like,
they
there's
do.
Nobody here. I'm going live. And then you're like, what's the point of me going live? There's nobody here. I had this one lady that would show up regularly, and I had no idea who she was. And she would just type these questions in there. And I would literally begin to have this one-to-one conversation
basically
with her,
yeah,
in real time. And I was answering her questions. And to this day, she is probably one of the most awesome people that I still stay in contact with. Helping her, I've helped her get brand deals, and met her in person because she lives in Florida. I'm in Virginia, so I had a chance to meet her in person and hang out with her and just get to know about her family. Like so much so that her father passed within a month or two of my father passing.
Oh,
so
wow.
we began to really, really know who each other
yes.
was.
Yes,
all from me going live. My business coach is a second example. My business coach, I met him because I was watching him go live. I literally was just sitting there working one day, listening to these two guys have this conversation. But this one guy in particular, I was like, dang, like, who is this dude? Like, he could speak. And it wasn't the coach that was leading the live stream. It was the guest. And so I resonated with the guest of the live stream. And to this day, I just sent him a drone. He paid for it, but I gave him a heck of a deal off this drone.
Right.
Moved down to Panama and everything. But we talk all the time. I've known him now for 4 or 5 years.
That's awesome.
Live streamed his events for him. So he became a customer of mine.
Oh, gosh.
And so, yeah. So those are just two examples of people that I've met through live streams. And of course, I've met this guy named Kurt something as a result of live streaming. So the people that I've met through just showing up live, or them showing up live, like it's been some amazing people that I've met especially over the last couple years, especially 2020, more people went live, but even then, not everybody was going live. But the people that did go live, oh my gosh, like the exposure they got. And the communities that kind of came out of it, like some of those friendships are just like invaluable. Like,
that's crazy,
call them, text them, like, But I never met those people. If they never would have went live, I would have never met some of these people that have been such a big influence on me personally.
Oh, that's so good. That is like wrapping it up with a bow. That is absolute gold right there. That's absolute gold. The relationships, and not just relationships for the sake of relationships. These are relationships that you have been able to have impact on them, and they have been able to have impact on you. This is the thing. I want to challenge somebody who's watching to recognize, to put these pieces of the puzzle together and know that the person who gets impacted the most when you decide to go live, it might be you. It may not just be the people that you're assisting or providing answers to, or, you know, helping them understand the things that you are sharing, the value that you have to provide. It may be that the person who is impacted the most is you. And that's why you want to make sure you, you know, dive deep in this experience. You know, what's one crazy thing I'll share here is that, these Why I Go Live episodes, my editor edits them. He lives in the Philippines. His name is JD. And he's going to listen to this, of course. And so he messaged me a week or so ago. He was like, man, I've been editing these Why I Go Live podcasts, and I'm like fully setting up my live show now. I'm just so convinced
awesome.
That I need to have a live show. He's like, Kirk, man, this is exactly what I needed. And I'm just sitting there like, look at that. I mean, just, you know what I mean? It's like we come together for a business opportunity. He's editing my videos. This is a great service for me. But then the content still has impact. You know what I mean? It's mind blowing to me how this thing can be set up. Content creation, live streaming, live video. It is just a whole world unto itself. And the thing that I want somebody to walk away with is that there is no one cookie cutter answer to the question, what's the craziest thing that's happened because you went live? Yours may be totally like 5,000% different from mine or Monty's, but it doesn't make it any better or worse. It's just simply your experience. And that is part of why I love live video. Doc, take another second or two just to share with people where they can find you, follow you. What are some of the things you got coming up? Maybe you have a mastermind, maybe you have a master class, maybe you have a course. Share with folks a little bit about how they can find you, follow you, and patronize what you got going on.
Yeah, definitely find me live on Amazon. I'm trying to get my schedule back right so we can show up live there. As a result of going live, you get an opportunity to work with brands, and working with brands, and you get an opportunity to go live again. So I'm live on Amazon. So anybody can find me there. YouTube as well. Check out the channel. Just dropped a video today. Got a whole bunch of videos coming out here soon.
Nice.
And I'm working on something for us content creators, those of us that are behind the scenes a lot as well, and having these conversations for people that, you know, were like me. Maybe they never will come on live, but they operate the cameras and the microphones for some of these larger content creators, essentially, because, you know, any of my, you know, sports people, we've seen that migration of former athletes go and create their own spaces and go live there. And I can't tell you the amount of hours I sit here and watch a live show from former athletes, you know, because it's their show and they're live. So that's where you can find me. Got some things coming through. So definitely stay connected to Kurt, and I'll disseminate that information over. And then when he follows me live, and y'all come follow me too.
Listen. We're going to make sure that your links are in the show notes and in the description for those who are watching the video version, or show notes for those who are listening to the audio version. We're going to make sure that people can definitely sink their teeth into all that you have going on. Just want to say a word of thanks to you for coming through and hanging out with us today on the Why I Go Live podcast, man. Truly appreciate it.
Appreciate the invite, man, as always.
Absolutely. Well, listen, fam, this has been yet another episode, another installment in the Why I Go Live journey. It's a podcast, but it's also a journey. And listen, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you. Yeah, you may be right on the edge. Maybe you're on the treadmill. I don't know, in the milk aisle. Maybe you're listening to me while you're supposed to be attending a meeting at work. I don't know how you're consuming this content right now, but I want to challenge you. To take that step, whatever it might be, to get a subscription. for a streaming service to take out that phone and try out live, maybe even on Instagram, just for a few minutes. I want to challenge you to do it, to try it, and then drop me an email at info@howitallworks.com and let me know how it went. We want to be your cheerleaders as you go into this new journey of live streaming, of live video. We want to make sure that you not only are equipped with the how-to and the technical equipment, but also that you have a right understanding of its impact, of what the possibilities are for live video. Your live stream is your digital storefront. There's no better way for your opportunity, for your ideal audience to see you in at your best doing your thing when you go live. This is one of the things I love to say. It's your boy, Kirk Nugent, the Geek Speaker Preacher. Thankful for your time and attention. We will see you around these internet streets or in the next audio stream. Later, fam.
Why I Go Live, hosted by Coach Kirk, is a Composition production. Real streamers, honest stories, and incredible impact. Add your voice to the conversation. Go to kirkrnugent.live/member to join the community. And let's figure out how it all works.